When I was a kid, we went on a family vacation right after Christmas break, and we were gone for 4 days. And on returning, my dad said, "Hey, TJ, I want you to go over to Miss Cheryl's house and pick up the mail." Now, I thought he said Michelle's house. Now, Michelle was my best friend's older sister who was our babysitter, and so I thought that's who he was talking about. But he was talking about Miss Cheryl, who was the neighbor that lived 3 houses down. So I asked my dad, I said, "You want me to walk over to Michelle's house and get the mail?" And he's like, "Yeah, go walk over there and get the mail." And I said, "Dad, but it's so far away." And he laughed and he chuckled. He's like, No, it's not that far. Just go. And he said, "Oh, when you go here, bring this bag of goodies to her, Christmas treats and snacks and those kind of things, in appreciation for her getting our mail while we were gone." So I begged and pleaded. I'm like, "Dad, no, it's a long way away and it's cold out. Can I at least take my little brother?" And he's like, "Whatever, just go get our mail." So my brother and I take off, and I'm thinking we're going to my best friend's sister's house, who live about 2 miles away. Okay, I was 9 or 10 years old, and my brother's 3 years younger. So here we are going out in a December night with a big bag of Christmas goodies, going to retrieve our mail. Along the way, my brother keeps asking me, "Are you sure Dad said Michelle's house?" I'm like, "Yeah, I was right there when he said it. He said, go to Michelle's house." "Well, didn't he know how far and long it is away from our house?" And I said, "Yeah, I tried to tell him. He said it's not that far." So off we go. And it was dark, and it was cold, and that bag of goodies was getting heavy. By the time I reach my friend's house, my best friend's mom opens the door, and she turns white as a ghost. She turns as white as this vestment here. And she said, "What are you guys doing here?" I said, "We're here because Michelle has our mail." And she said, "Where are your parents?" "Well, they're at home. They told us to come and get the mail." So then she's like, "Come in the house right now. We got to call them." And then all I could think of is, uh-oh. We're going to be in big trouble. I mean, like, big trouble. And about 5 minutes later, my dad pulls the car into the driveway, and he doesn't even bother turning the car off. He doesn't bother turning the lights off. He just runs out of the car, and I'm thinking, I'm going to be grounded forever. And as soon as my mom and dad come in the house, my mom is just crying, and she grabs my brother and I in a big old hug, and she says, "Thank God you guys are okay. Thank God you're okay. We've been worried sick about you." My brother and I were gone for about an hour and a half, and my parents, they were so scared. They were so terrified just because of a little misunderstanding. So with that said, I can't imagine what Mary and Joseph were going through when Jesus was gone for 3 days. How much anxiety was in their hearts, how worried they were about their son. Now guys, the gospel here, this is before cell phones were invented, right? They weren't able to text him like, "Hey Jesus, where are you?" You know, with the R instead of like the real punctuation that you use. But anyway, that's not how it was. They show up, and I'm sure that Mary has turned white. I'm sure she's crying. I'm sure she's weeping, and she's saying, "Thank you. I'm so glad that you're okay." And then Jesus has this profound statement that he tells his mom. "Why were you worried about me? Why were you looking for me? You knew I was in my Father's house. You knew I was going to be okay because I was going to be here praying." And it's a beautiful story. It's a beautiful scripture. This wonderful encounter, this, first of all, a misunderstanding. So we understand that the Holy Family's not perfect, that they lost Jesus for 3 days. But they find him, and they rejoice at the fact that we are together. And they rejoice at the fact that Jesus was doing his mission to serve the Father. My friends, we have a mission in our lives. We have a mission to be open to the love of the Lord. And some of you that are going to start the retreat this week, maybe this is a good time to ask that question. Lord, what is your mission for me in life? What is it that you want me to do with my life? It's never too early to ask that question. Our friend, Stanislaus Koska, the patron of the school, he wasn't afraid to ask that question. And as a teenager, he wanted to be a Jesuit. But his parents said, no, I don't think so. His family and his friends made fun of him because he wanted to be a priest. But he went and said, "I want to be a priest." And he studied for the Jesuits, and he died at a young age. But as a teenager, he knew what his mission in life was. Our Lord Jesus in the gospel today, at 12 years old, he knew what his mission in life was. And so it's important that we ask the question, Lord, what is your mission for me in life? What is it that you want me to do? One of the cool reasons that I get to be out here today is because I'm the vocation director for the Archdiocese. And some people say, oh, here it goes. He's going to tell us we should all be priests. That's not what I'm here to do. I'm here to tell you as vocation director, I want to make sure that you do what God is placing on your heart to do, what He's asking you to do, the mission that He has in store for you. This is a great age, guys. You guys are in a great time. There's so many opportunities. The world is so big and there's so much that you can do. But you got to ask God's guidance to ask it. Lord, what is it that you want me to do? How do you want me to serve you in my life? How do you want me to live my life in service to you? If you guys are Catholic and you guys love Jesus, I would hope that you ask the question, Lord, are you calling me to be a priest? Because being a priest is awesome. Being able to help people in the difficulties of life, being able to walk with people on the journey, being able to celebrate the sacraments and bring joy and hope and peace to the world, it's awesome. I've been a priest for 5.5 years and I can't think of anything I could do with my life that would be more fun or more fulfilling than being a priest of Jesus Christ. So young people, if this is a call that God is placing on your heart, if God is calling you to be a priest, please be open. Please be open because our Lord loves us a lot and He's got a mission in mind for you. He's got a mission in mind for every one of us. So as we continue today in prayer, we thank God. We thank God for calling us to be His sons. We thank God for calling us to a specific mission, a specific purpose in life. And we ask our Lord to help us to be open and attentive to that call, whatever it is, so that we may understand, so that we may listen to the voice of the Lord in our lives. Calling us to grow in holiness, calling us to grow in love. And we pray for an increase in vocations, that many young men, women may answer the call to serve the Lord, to give their lives in service to Him. May the Lord continue to bless us and may He walk with us so we may be open to His Spirit of love in our lives.